For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The alleged gunman behind a school shooting that left 10 dead in Texas remains behind bars as more details about the attack emerge. John Barnes is a retired Houston police officer. He reportedly confronted the 17-year-old shooter before he was shot. Galveston County Judge Mark Henry says Barnes is a true hero.
Knowing that it was a dangerous situation, he ran right in there. That's their training, that's their background, that's what they drill for. So we're very proud of him.
Henry says the shooter remains in isolation in the county jail. Santa Fe Police Chief Walter Braun says people are now being allowed back.
We're doing a limited, allowing the students and staff members access one-on-one with an officer to go and collect their valuables, car keys, and vehicles.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Thousands of people have lined the streets for the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Karen Capa has more.
A festive atmosphere on a sunny blue sky day in Windsor, England. Thousands came out with their flags, and many ladies even dressed for the occasion with lots of fascinator hats in the crowd. Some stayed overnight to stake out a spot. Others camped out for days, eager to spot a glimpse of the new Duke and Duchess of Sussex, the titles conferred upon Prince Harry and Meghan Markle by the Queen. Karen Capa, Windsor, England.
A possible terror attack is foiled in France, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
French officials say they have foiled what could have been a deadly terrorist attack in their nation using either deadly ricin or explosives, and they've arrested two Egyptian-born brothers before they could strike. The interior minister says they'd been tracking extremist activity on social networks. Details of the circumstances of their arrests not released. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A new study finds more young people in the United States are using marijuana before or instead of alcohol or cigarettes. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The study is done by the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, and it looked at over a quarter of a million young people between 2004 and 2014. It says in 2014, 8% of participants said they had tried pot before any other drug. In 2004, that percentage was just under 4.8%. Initial cigarette use dropping from 21% in 2004 to just 9% in 2014. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
United Airlines backtracked on its move to limit meal options and portion sizes on flights less than 4 hours after many customer complaints. This is the second time United has changed its mind. Earlier this week, they said they would reintroduce tomato juice to their beverage carts. The plan was to reduce the number of hot meals available in domestic premium cabins and replace them with cold dishes like fruits and muffins, items that would be considered snacks, not meals in first class. We want our customers to know that we value and appreciate them and that we're listening, the airline said in a statement. Our customers told us they weren't happy about the menu modifications, so we made the decision to reverse the changes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.